I'm running out of money so fast, I started using sunscreen as lube for when I jerk off. It's the Mike Sitting Down Podcast. Recently, I suggested to Chicago City Council a way to quell the insane amount of gun violence in the south side of the city. They should put one of those stupid fucking boutique cupcake shops on every block, because there's no way anyone has been shot outside of one of those. Turns out, I was wrong. Dead wrong. The following is a recording between a Chicago police officer and Chicago PD dispatch.
One oh four to dispatch. Shots fired on 4100 block of Fullerton. Requesting backup.
Roger that. 104. I'll send out an APB. Do you have a building number on 104?
Can't see a number, but it's on the steps of Rosie's Cupcake Cafe and Sweets Dispensary.
Please describe the building. 104.
It's painted baby blue, maybe sky blue, with pink trim. Looks like someone is taking a nap in front of it. Oh wait, that could be the person who got shot.
104, if that's the case, the next few moments are crucial. Is the Cupcake Cafe baby blue or sky blue? 104, are you there?
Dispatch, it's baby blue. Sorry, dispatch. Moment of weakness.
You're a good cop, 104. Hey, you're a good cop. Remember that. Any other descriptions of Rosie's Cupcake Cafe and Sweets Dispensary I can relay to the EMTs?
Yeah, there's a sign painted on the window. It says, oh, wow.
What is it, 104?
Oh, they're having a sale. It says one cupcake for $7.99 and two for $15.99.
My God. 104, does it say when the sale ends?
It says when it ends on the window, but I can't quite make out the date too far.
Don't you dare enter that crime scene, 104. It's too hot. You wait for backup. That's an order. 104?
Oh, sorry, dispatch. This is my job.
You're a goddamn cowboy, 104.
Now, fuck my parents, the sale ends today.
Shit. 104, please confirm end of sale date with Cupcake employee and copy ASAP. Sometimes those things change.
Yeah, the worker got shot, dumbass. Thoughts and prayers, by the way.
Thoughts and prayers, but there's gotta be another employee in the back.
Yeah, or the killer.
God damn it, you're right, 104. You wait for backup. The cavalry is on its way. That's an order. 104?
Oh, sorry. That's one order I can't follow.
God damn it, 104. You stay on the radio at least.
All right. I'm stepping over the body now. Thoughts and prayers.
Thoughts and prayers.
And I'm going to the Cupcake Cafe and Sweets Dispensary. It's empty. Oh wait, there's a trap door. I'm looking down it now. Oh, it's a basement down here.
Don't you go in that basement, 104. That's an order.
Should I tell you I won't, or can we just get on with it?
You go in that basement, the cap is gonna have your badge.
Cap's had it out for me the moment I stepped in the department. Figure it's just a matter of time anyways. But when this sale ends, that's it.
104, you stay on the horn at least.
Roger that. I'm climbing down the ladder. I'm down. Oh, there's someone here, definitely. I'm in the lights in 3, 2.
104! 104, is it the suspect?
Negative, dispatch. Just four girls eating cupcakes. They're treating themselves, it looks like.
104, can you confirm they've otherwise been very good this week?
Roger that, dispatch. It's their cheat day. I'm headed back upstairs. Sorry to interrupt you, bitches. Dispatch, I hear the cavalry.
Book 'em high and lock 'em tight, 104. You're coming home.
I hear that fat lady singing, DP. I'm headed back to base.
Your wife would take me out and fuck me if she knew I'd let you pull more of this cowboy shit.
I've already made peace with Patricia and our Lord. As for you, dispatch, I've got a cupcake here with your name on it.
Hey, I'm Venmoing you for that.
No, it's my treat. Don't even try.
Oh, come on, 104. I insist.
Dispatch, if you Venmo me, I'll kill your whole family.
You're a real son of a bitch, 104. A real son of a bitch. But hey, thanks.
Don't thank me till the cupcake. Oh shit, almost tripped on the dead chick here. Thank me when the cupcakes in your hand there, dispatch.
Reminds me back when I used to shower with my dad and he. Yo, Pablo, it's Mike. Sorry to leave a message, but my roommates and I are having some girls over or whatever. We're just trying to make it snow, you know, so we can go skiing. Is an 8-ball still 275? Hit me up. Yo, Pablo, it's Mike again. The girls are here, as I'm sure you can hear. Wild fucking time. But they're saying they might have to go to another pregame if we don't have any blow. So, shit, hard drugs. Fun powder. I like that. So drop me a line or text me or give me a call. Wait, you have my LinkedIn, right? Yeah, okay, cool. So if you can just drop us a bag, because otherwise these girls are going to have to leave because they're having a sick time. But I guess Teresa's chick here, blonde chick. I don't know if you know her. Whatever. She's addicted to blow, so yeah. Okay, tight. All right, bye. Yo, you guys still want that fun powder? Yo, Pablo, I'm outside Taco Bell. I don't see you. I've got the Skrillas, 275, non-sequential, and I've got your order of Mexican pizza and 16 chalupas, so I don't see. Oh, I see you there. Bonkers, I see you right there. Okay, 1 second. Yo, Pablo, it's Mike. Maybe I screwed up the order or something, but I was looking to go skiing, and instead of an 8-ball, fuck, instead of putting what we agreed on in the bag, you accidentally gave me a Twix bar that's expired. Sure, I'm sure it's just a misunderstanding. Hit me up, you're my fucking dude! Hey, Pablo, I'm sure it's a hectic Friday. Hell of people trying to party in this city, obviously. But if you could maybe meet me back at Taco Bell so I could get back that 275, I'd totally give you the Twix bar back. No doubt, no questions asked. Hit me up, brother. No rush, but yeah, I guess it's no rush because the girls had to leave because one of their uncles died. And another one of the girls was sick. And a third girl had a big test to study for tomorrow. And another wanted to leave because we didn't have any blow. So no worries at all. The boys are still going out. We're hitting the town from behind. Tight, hit me up, brother. Yo, Christina, it's Mike. Pablo, my drug dealer, never hit me back. Not sure what his cell reception situation is, but we got the stuff from Ralph's hookup. Whose shit is always fire. I just did four lines. Bang, 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 bang. It's definitely the uncut Colombian shit. It's the bomb. I know Leslie's uncle died, but if the rest of you ended up making it out, then let us know. We're more than down to share, if you know what I mean. All right. Bye, girl. Yo, Christina, it's Mike. We're outside the club. I'm yacked out of my fucking mind. Some dude just asked me if I was candy flipping. I'm so messed up. but the bouncer's saying it's a $40 cover, and we can't get in without any girls. So if you could come out and meet us, that'd be crisp. All right, talk to you soon, girl.
Yo, Christina, it's Mike. Are you girls still in the bathroom? It's starting to wear off, so I'm definitely trying to re-up. I definitely have a problem. but no rush, obviously. And hey, you owe me a dance when you get out here. All right, bye, baby girl.
Yo, Christina, it's Mike. Sorry to respond to your text with a call. I know that's not the cool move, but I don't play games. I'm upfront with my feelings, and I'm into you, straight up. And I'm sorry you had to leave the club. I cannot believe that Stephanie's uncle died too. God, life is short as fuck. That's why I'm trying to live for today, every day. Even when I don't feel like it, even when I'm tired, I just go all out every day. Alright, so G-chat me this week. And no need to apologize about the blow. That was completely unnecessary. I want you to keep it. I heard back from Pablo, my distributor, if you will. And he said the whole Twix bar mix-up was all on him, and he's gonna hook it up fat the next time. We're boys. And also... Hello, Gweed, Spen, and the other four listeners. It's the Mike Sitting Down podcast. Thanks for listening. I think we have one letter here from the Don himself. Let's read it real quick. Oh, it's a hypothetical. You lost a bet and have to keep your phone on full volume. Which ringtone would you rather have? Christina Aguilera, Genie in a Bottle, or Psy Gangnam Style? From the one, the only, Don Scarpelli. Thanks, Mr. Scarpelli. I saw that a few more people were made last week, and huge respect to you and the entire Italian community. I would rather have Genie in a Bottle. I think it's a... For me, it's an easy call because Gangnam Style, as the kids are calling it, is so kind of new and stuff. I feel like people would, I think people would feel that you're joking if you did Genie in a Bottle. But Gangnam Style, I think some people would not get the joke, and it'd be really, really embarrassing. Can't believe that Psy guy just took over the world with one fucking song. Yeah, definitely Genie in a Bottle. I'm a genie. That one, definitely. so yeah, the Mike Sitting, thank you, Don Scarpelli. The Mike Sitting Down podcast is totally back. I'm going to do, I was on hiatus for a little bit there for about a month because I was participating in some heavy drinking and traveling and all that crazy stuff. God, my life is wild. But now I'm home until at least outside land. So, yeah, so the next 4 weeks at least, there's going to be a Mike Sitting Down podcast every week.
All right, Mike, we don't care that much, man. We were living without it.
Well, well, now it's back. So, yeah, if all you fellas want to send some Dear Mike Sitting Down letters, there will be a podcast. So, yeah, cool. Well, everyone have a – oh, yeah, also I did a stand-up yesterday so I could have – 2 days actually, so I could get some shit for the podcast, some audio, because I've been liking to include that, and I include it no matter if it's good or bad, just to kind of, you know, to show the reality of the process here. I wonder how much longer I can go with just being the, hey, I'm still new at it, that's why I'm bad. I think like once you hit like 20 stand-ups or whatever, it's like maybe I'm just not good at this, but whatever. So I did it last night, and there was one bit that did pretty well, but the rest of them just so, and I feel kind of scummy editing it out, so I just didn't include it. It's too bad. It's too fucking terrible. I had a hard time just even listening. Took me a day to re-listen to the set. But yeah, so no stamp. Next week there will be, though, some good bits, some new bits. All right, cool. Stop sawing, Mike. All right, cool. All right, have a great week, everyone. Keep sitting.